The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
In the great temple of Tenochtitlan was a zompantil, or skull rack, where the heads of sacrificial victims were displayed. The Spanish arriving in the city counted 132,000 human skulls on the rack. So the Aztecs were early Democrats, in other words. They're trying to catch up. They're trying to lead by example for a pro-abort Democrat. Since the temple was about 30 years old, that would mean an average of 4,400 victims per year. However, a modern reconstruction is estimated that based on the size of the Zompantil, as described, it probably only had half that many skulls. On the other hand, it was only one such Zompantil in Tenochtitlan, where there were at least five others, though smaller, and that was in only one city in the Aztec Empire. In other words, they were killing a lot of kids, a lot of humans. That's what Cortez was greeted with, you know, the evil, despicable Catholic crusader. Back to Columbus' story. Since today is Columbus Day, Christopher Columbus also presented his plan to Pope Alexander VI in a letter, hoping to secure missionaries to accompany him on the journey. He wrote, quote, "I trust that by God's help, I may spread the holy name and gospel of Jesus Christ as widely as possible." Close quote. The Pope granted his request on the second and other subsequent expeditions, knowing that a plenary indulgence would be gained by all who received Holy Communion on the Feast of Our Lady of the Angels, August the 2nd, the courageous explorer missioner chose that date for his departure. Every one of the crew approached the communion rail that morning, and after invoking the protection of the Queen of Heaven, they set out for a historic destiny. So much for the urban legend that 16th century Catholics invented the devotion to Our Lady as a sorrow sop to push back against the Reformation, right? How many times have I heard that slander? Hey, you guys, you just invented that in the 16th century just so you could try and stop the awesome Reformation that was going on. El Rongo. The men suffered considerably from the grueling experience of being many weeks at sea in the turbulence of unknown waters. Fear and uncertainty began to take hold of them. 2 months passed, and still there was no land to be seen. The crew grew all the more restless and insisted that their captain return back. Still confident, however, Columbus countered their fears with a proposition. If no land was sighted by the Feast of Our Lady of the Pillar, October 12th, he would reverse their course. This was a persuasive appeal even to those much frightened Iberian sailors, because the feast commemorated the day on which the Blessed Virgin appeared to St. James the Greater, Apostle of Spain, and reassured him that, in spite of his apparent failure in that country, his work eventually would bring forth tremendous fruits for the church. The men agreed to this offer, and as a reward for their faith, land was sighted on the very day of the great feast. The total number of days at sea had been 72, precisely the number of years that the Mother of God spent on earth. How many of you knew that? The first act of Columbus upon setting foot on this new land was to set up the standard of the cross and claim it in the name of Jesus Christ. Mr. Church, please, everybody know that he went in land and started murdering the savages and trying to find the gold. You've been watching the movie El Dorado too many times, I think. He gratefully named the first island he arrived at San Salvador. Now, what does that mean in Spanish? Holy Savior. It's still known as San Salvador today. How many people vacation down in the Caribbean and say, have gone to San Salvador. You know, I have a friend.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.